Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're going to want to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android. It's free. You're going to love it. You can watch the network on the app. You can listen to the network on the app. And it's got everything, in-game odds, you name it. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Did you know we're streaming on X? Every day, always. I mean, the whole week, the whole month, every day. At SportsGrid-Live, you can watch us stream on X. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast on iTunes and wherever you download podcasts. Monday through Friday. I think you'll dig it. Let's look at the lineup tonight. Front Office Sports at 6 p.m. Eastern after this show. 6:30 GTD with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, tonight. 8 o'clock, it's the original OG in-game live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. And then at 10 o'clock, it's Sports Rage with Morenci. And then on Sports Grid Radio at 8 o'clock, it's the institution. Carver and Lisi, all of that tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. Why go anywhere else? All right. Tonight, I'm under a tremendous strain with the Knicks game. I can't even tell you what it's doing to me. Everything. I irritable bowel, agita, heartburn, stress. I'm seeing kaleidoscope eyes. That's when you get high blood pressure and you see kaleidoscopes in the corners of your eyes. I got that going. I may be getting a fever. The whole thing has got me under duress. Carver High's worried about me. He said that he was concerned I wouldn't be able to finish the show.
I would be, like I said earlier, I'd be more concerned if you got to come back here, what the show will be like Monday if there's a Game 7 Monday night. Like a Monday night Game 7, Celtics-Knicks. I don't know how that'll go for you there with that. You know, that'll be a very... very fun coast to coast. Well, the Knicks are going to try to do something tonight that they have not done at home since 1999. That was in the Eastern Conference Finals Game 6. That would be close out a series at home at the Garden. The last five times they've had a chance to do this, they have lost.
Fail.
The Celtics, on the other side, they have won five straight road games when facing elimination. So the Celtics have been very good with this the last couple years in this spot. Why don't we start from earlier today at the shoot-around at the Garden for the Celtics. Here's Peyton Pritchard. Obviously, Celtics down 3-2. They do not want to go home tonight.
Try to get this game six, bring it back to Boston. That's the only thing that matters right now.
Why do you guys thrive so much in these elimination games, especially on the road when in hostile environments?
Because we don't want our season to end. I think it's nothing worse than having to go home and sit at home and not play basketball right now. So we're going to do everything we can to keep that alive. So,
You know, and the thing about him is he's such a great player and I hate his guts.
It's look, he. I think that honestly, that's the thing tonight. You know this. I know this. This isn't hard to figure out. You can't have the Celtics do what they did in game number 5, which was hit 22 threes and just
wide open.
Because I don't care what the Knicks do. The Knicks They're not winning the game if the Celtics hit 22 threes again. There's no shot that they're going to be able to hang around with them doing that. They have to be better defending the perimeter, something that we know they're not great at anyway. But they've got to try to get back to a little bit of what they did in those first two games in Boston,
right? Where
they made a miss a lot.
That they don't guard the perimeter. I think it's absolute bullshack. I mean, can we get somebody up in somebody's grill? Can we get guys on the body and stop with this space? I mean, they are leaving these guys 5 feet wide open shots. It's like, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. This guy White is shooting step-in threes. I play with this guy. He led the nation in scoring at Drew University. You heard me. Led the nation in scoring, this white boy. The sniper. And I see this guy walking into threes all the time where, like, we bring the ball down the court and they kick it out to him and he steps into the three. That's what White does. That's what this team does. It's the most unbelievable thing how they don't guard him. Like, it's like the kiss of death. It's, you're asking to lose. These are professional sharpshooters. These guys are not in the NBA. And with rings on their fingers because they suck at shooting threes, particularly wide open. The one that insulted me the other night was the Brown on the wing. He literally stopped, dribbled, spun the ball like he was at the free throw line, and then he shot the three all in that splash. And no one was in, like, anywhere within 15 feet of him. Like, what in the F are we doing here? Can we get bodies on these guys? Like, honestly, I'm going to have a stroke. Watching them shoot wide open threes is just killing me. I'm going to have another heart attack.
Yeah, nobody wants to have you to have that. So we're not going to go that far. I will tell you that the Knicks tonight, for the first time in this series, they're favored. -2.5 for the Knicks.
Oh, no.
At home, 211.5. Is the total. Go ahead. I know you're not playing this. You can't pick the Celtics. I know.
Yeah, I can't worry about numbers at this point. I'm worried about my health. I'm on the Knicks. That's that. Game over. Lay it. That's it. You'll never see me bet on the Celtics. I don't even care if I lose money. That's how much I hate them. Like, I just don't even care. I will never bet on them. I'm mad at you for wearing a green shirt today. Like, that's already set me off. He's got, like, a green and green concoction going, green and black. Like, he's got the Celtics green and black road to universe. The day the guy showed up, my guy Deb showed up at the gym with his Celtic jersey on it, and then they said, listen, you're not playing here today with that on. And I was like, Carver Hodge shows up today in green and black. Like, what's happening here to me? Is this all part of a grand scheme of, like, some evil plot? What are you doing to me over here?
I actually didn't even, there was no thought to it.
Didn't even think about it.
There was no thought to it. It just happened that way. That being said, I hope the Knicks win tonight. I'm not betting on the Celtics.
Liar.
But I think the Celtics are going to win. But I'm rooting for the Knicks. I think there's going to be a game 7.
Of it all.
I think there's going to be a game 7 on Monday night in Boston.
Mafia, get my pills.
I got to see it. I got to see them actually throw the final punch. I got to see them actually do it. And I don't know.
It'll ruin my weekend. Forget about tonight. If they lose tonight, my entire weekend is effed. Like, everything. You do not want to be around me tonight or tomorrow or Sunday if the Knicks lose tonight. I have watched them lose for 30 years. I'm done with it. I've had it. F with it however way you want, as Bob Knight would say. I'm done with it.
Well, here are the most bet player props for tonight. Drew Holiday over 4.5 rebounds. Drew Holiday over 20.5 points, rebounds, assists. Derek White under 4.5 threes. Now, that would be big if that happened. Brunson first field goal +525. And Bridges under 7.5 rebounds and assists. Most bet player props.
Okay, there's one bet in there. No, wait. So, Derek White, under 4.5, He'll have 5 threes in the first 7 minutes of the game.
That wouldn't be good for the Knicks.
Bridges under 7.5 assists for Bridges. None of those other bets are good. Except White. Over. They don't guard him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I think Carver High actually has the odds for who's going to win it all in the NBA.
Well, I do have that. Last thing we do before we move on from the basketballs, I will tell you, there's only six teams left. By the end of the night, there might only be five. But the Thunder are still the favorites, +110. Then the Knicks, then Minnesota, then Indiana, then Denver, and then Boston, 14-1. Let me tell you, Boston wins tonight. That will change drastically, that 14-1 that they're at right now. Change drastically.
Yeah, and I still don't have, I want to believe, but I have no faith in the Knicks winning the NBA championship. So I think that number's demented. I think, for my money, Minnesota and Indy both have a better shot. So those prices at 5 and 6.5 to 1 are way juicier to me than being suckered.
Well, I told you I like this one from the other day, and it's still up there at a pretty good number. You can bet the exacta, any combination for who to win. Minnesota to beat the Knicks in the NBA Finals, 13-1. I still like that. Minnesota to beat the Knicks at 13-1 in the NBA Finals. I like the exactas.
Can you imagine if Cat Towns loses to the T-Wolves in the NBA Finals? And he played his whole career there?
Yeah, and then how about the Knicks having to watch lose to Julius Randle? A Knicks fans losing to Julius Randle.
Same thing, right? Like, and they traded him for him.
Traded him for him, that's for sure. All right, there you go with the hoops. How about a little hockey?
Everybody loves hockey.
For you. Everybody does love hockey, and we're getting down to the end of the second round in the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. A lot could be decided by the time we come back on Monday. There it is. Look at that. A big board. Two teams are into the last four. We still have two other teams looking to punch their ticket. Carolina moved on last night. They beat the Capitals 3-1. They win the series in five games. Tied at 1.
Cover.
With just about 2 minutes to go, Andrei Svechnikov on TNT sends them into the third round.
Now Walker with the puck. Up the middle for Jarvis. In across the line. Here's Svechnikov. 2 minutes remaining. Svechnikov with the top angle. He scores!
The dagger. That was all she wrote. They got a Walker, empty netter, 3-1. Caps are done. Ovi's done. And today they said, we expect him to be back. He'll be back. And no one's worried about that. But you realize they've made it past the second round once. That was when they beat the Knights in the Stanley Cup final and won the cup. And they've never gone past the second round any other time, and certainly in his career either. So they were not as good as this team that they're up against. So Carolina moves on, and Florida's going to win tonight. And we'll talk about that whenever you want, but they're going to win tonight, and that'll be it. It'll be the champs against them, and the champs will beat them. And that'll be that. And then, you know, I think it's good. You know, I'm on Edmonton, so I think we're going to see a repeat final.
We will get to that game tonight momentarily. Also last night, Dallas had a chance to send Winnipeg home. That did not happen. A 4-0 shutout for Connor Hellebuck and the Jets. They force a game 6 tomorrow night in Dallas. Vlad Nemestikov on TNT.
Perfetti for Iafallo. Iafallo, a rising wrister. Andre may have gotten a piece of it. Here's Nemestikov, scores!
Yeah, look, I actually was stunned that they never scored last night, to be honest with you. And, you know, my problem is, and I said this to Morenci, is that, you know, I know how good the Jets are at home. The problem is they've lost 9 straight road games in the playoffs. I mean, what? That's all you need to know. So tomorrow night, there's only one playoff game in sports tomorrow, and it's that game in Dallas against the Jets. And Dallas is going to finish them off, and that'll be that.
Dallas is minus -155 in that game tomorrow
night. And I'll puck line it. Not only will they beat them, they'll beat their ass. Like they always do.
Puck line it, too.
In Dallas.
Yeah, you can puck line it. Plus +165 for the puck line right now for the Dallas Stars. Totals of 5.5. I like the under tomorrow night for anything. But I am with you. I think
they'll score 5 or 6 goals on him.
I think that Dallas
on the road. He's jinxed.
He seems like he is, that's for sure. He certainly seems like he can't. He's just such a different player on the road. Yanked. Well, then they're really going to get smashed. If he's going to get yanked, then they're going to get absolutely worked in this game tomorrow night.
Have they not been worked in every game in Dallas? Like
5-2 they have. Yeah, so far in the series, the games in Dallas, they beat them 5-2 and 3-1. So 3-1, they did cover the puck line, but it wasn't an over that game.
Puck lines,
so
both 5-2
times. And 3-1. Puck lines, but in fact,
you might be right. Lined, it might be a tighter game tomorrow night because it's a game 6. You might be right.
I just feel like a little bit closer to the vest. You know, it's an elimination possibility for Winnipeg. Maybe they're not going to make as many mistakes. The guy can't get hammered every time on the road, can he? You get shelled every time on the road, this Hellebuck?
Yes. And you see, Ben, didn't he sucker punch Knifley? It cost him $5,000. Wouldn't it be great if you could punch somebody for $5,000 wherever you want, like at work or, you know, on the street, and they only get a little $5,000 ticket?
They asked DeBoer about that, and here's DeBoer. He basically said, teams are supposed to hate each other. It's the playoffs.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's an emotional series. You play, you know, this time of year against one team, you know, there gets to be a little bit of hate out there. That's okay.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, kind of hate. That's what it should be. These guys shouldn't be friends. There shouldn't be any, he hit him and he hit him later.
This is the
Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, this is the... As long as it's not something extremely dirty,
Domi with his cheap shot on Barkov? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing happened with that one either. We will talk about Toronto and Florida playing a game 6 tonight.
You know what you need to do? Keep both, you know, sleep with both eyes on and clutching your pillow tight. Be careful, swivel head.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Well, tonight it's all going down in Sunrise near the Sawgrass and the PF Chang's, where the champs, they might have to get some Mongolian beef over there at Chang's before they go in and finish off the Leafs.
Yeah, they could probably say hi to Waldo over there while they're there.
Sure, he's always there, Waldo. He always goes to dinner there.
He'll be sniffing around the building tonight, I'm sure. Game 6, just after 8 o'clock east down at Sunrise, we have the Leafs and the Panthers. The Panthers with a chance to eliminate Toronto and move on to face Carolina in the East Final. Of course, they got absolutely smashed at home, the Leafs. In game number 5, here's head coach Craig Berube. Doesn't want to hear anything about carryover. A loss is a loss. Doesn't matter how bad it was.
Learn anything new?
Anything new that you didn't know from the year?
No, not really. I mean, a loss is a loss. If we would have lost 2-1 and it was a close game, would it really matter today? We got beat. I've been in this situation before. You know, a loss is a loss. And, you know, we're all going to be, down and dejected, but we can't be today. We got to regroup. We got to get a different mindset going here, going into to tomorrow's game.
You got to win.
And be excited to go and win a game. So that's what we got to do. We got to change the whole mindset here.
Yeah, listen, is that even possible? Let me tell you something. For him, he's good to go. He's got a ring. He won the cup. In St. Louis, so he got all that money in Toronto because he won the cup in St. Louis, right? So at the end of the day, he loses. He don't care. He goes to bed, sleeps great. His name's on the Stanley Cup. I don't care what anybody says. He's already won it. Like, he acts like that to me. He's like, whatever, we lost. Because he already knows he got it done. Once you climb that mountaintop, they can say whatever they want about you. If your name's on the Stanley Cup, it's all over but the shouting. But they're getting their ass beat tonight. I'm not buying it. They suck. They never do anything but lose. That's all there is to it. They always lose. Florida's better. Well, that's all there is to it. Not only that, if Florida lose tonight, which I'll keel over, they'll win game 7 in Toronto.
I don't disagree with that. Florida is some heavy lumber tonight. If you want to lay it down, minus 220, actually down a little bit from this morning. It was 240 this morning, now minus 220. Got the Leafs at plus +180. 5.5 is the total. I think that the Panthers are going to win tonight, Scotty, but I actually think it's going to be a close game. I kind of like the Leafs getting the 1.5 tonight. I think that they'll probably lose in typical Leaf fashion, in some kind of like excruciating way. Either they'll blow a late lead or they'll lose an over. I'm just saying, like, couldn't you see that? Like, you think they think they're back in it and then they lose in overtime. I'm going to take the 1.5 with Toronto tonight. I think they'll keep it close.
You're probably right. But I'll do the exact opposite and lay it and get a $1.15 if they win by 2.
Lay the 1.5. Lay the 1.5 tonight.
I'm going to go for it with Florida no matter what in 6 and 7. So tonight they get it done. If they don't get it done, I'm not even going to sweat it. When is that game? If they don't, is it
that
Sunday?
It would be Sunday. They would play game 7 if Toronto wins tonight. That would be Sunday night at 7:30. And then I'll tell you, if Winnipeg somehow won in Dallas tomorrow night, that game 7 would be Monday night.
With the Celtics Knicks, they would have a doubleheader game 7s.
We would have double game 7s if Winnipeg and the Celtics end up getting wins here over the next couple of days.
I don't care about Winnipeg and Dallas. I think Dallas will win tomorrow, and I think I need the Knicks to win tonight so I don't have a hernia. I've already had 6 hernia operations. I'll have a hernia if the Knicks lose tonight. I'm gonna tear something. Tonight I'll be injured and have internal bleeding.
Heading into the weekend, Edmonton is the favorite for the Cup at plus 230. They got Edmonton at the favorite. Florida, Carolina, Dallas.
Not only that, they've already won the Stanley Cup. Actually.
Well, we got only halfway home. Eight more wins. They got to get eight more wins. It's going to be very difficult here moving forward. We shall see who they're going to play after this weekend. Hopefully it's Dallas, because I think Dallas-Edmonton will be a fantastic West final. If we can
it
get
will. Edmonton will win, and that'll be that.
We shall see. Blue line next. A little blue line Kurtz for you next.
The all blue liner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We always love having the old blue liner on Coast to Coast. He's back again. George Kurtz, styling as usual. I want to start with this. What did you think of George Pickens going to your Cowboys?
All right. It filled an area of need, right? The Cowboys needed a wide receiver. They ignored it in the draft pretty much. But I keep coming back to, if Mike Tomlin can't get him under control, Jerry Jones runs a circus. Schottenheimer's going to have no control over him. They had better hope that the fact that it's his free agent year, right? So he needs to behave, needs to put up big numbers to get that big contract next year. They better hope that's how he feels, because he can win games by himself. He can also lose them. So in some ways, Scotty, the Cowboys aren't a Super Bowl team this year anyway, right? I guess they have nothing to lose. Let's see what happens. It's a third-round pick, a swap in, what, 5 and 6? Who cares? So, listen, it's better than the Jonathan Mingo deal. How about that?
Fair enough. All right, let's go to your thoughts on the hockey. Just so you're caught up with me, I've been on the Oilers all season. I have been on the Oilers all playoffs. I'm on the Stars to win tomorrow night, and I still think the Oilers are going to beat them. And then I think Florida's going to win tonight, and I think they're going to beat Carolina. I want to know what you think of the remaining games that are left. And at the end of the day, I just don't see how they can deny this guy McDavid a cup. At some point, he reminds me of Lemieux and, you know, Gretzky and Crosby and Patrick Kane and all the greats. Yzerman, the great players always get it done. Messier, they always end up getting the cup. There's no way this guy's going to keep losing, is he?
All right. I agree with three of the four things you said. And I don't necessarily disagree with the fourth, by the way, which is the main topic here. Oilers deserve a lot of respect, because it's not so much McDavid and Draisaitl. Listen, they're great. You and I have been around forever, right? These are top five, top 10 players all time. They're fantastic. They're great. Awesome. I just had a hard time getting through my head that they're going to win a cup with Stuart Skinner and Calvin Pickard. All right, I still can't get through that through my head, although they have played fantastic.
They keep having shutouts.
And they're playing fantastic here. But coming into the playoffs, all right, I had whoever won Dallas, Colorado, and whoever won Tampa, Florida, they were going to meet in the cup. All right, and I thought Colorado would beat Dallas, by the way. I did, because Dallas did not have Robertson, did not have Heiskanen. They're both back now. I'm going to stick with Dallas here, although Edmonton, I guess if I was a fan of Dallas, I would say Edmonton scares the life out of me, you know, that sort of thing. You won't see me have heavy bets on Dallas. I'm going to assume Dallas beats Winnipeg, by the way, either tomorrow or a day after or game seven. So I'll assume that. And I think Edmonton's going to give them a hell of a series. I think it will go 6-7 games. I just think two things. One, Dallas is the better overall team, 1-20. All right, they have the better goaltender. Edmonton has played well. Offense may not be as top heavy as Edmonton, but it's good. They can roll 3-4 lines at you. Defense is definitely better. The fact that Robertson and Heiskanen get more time to get NHL ready, because there's no way you're missing all the time Heiskanen missed and all the time Robertson missed a couple of weeks, and you're ready for NHL playoffs. You're just not. I think they'll be better the longer we go on here. The East, I read it the exact same as you. I think Florida's the better team. I think Toronto lost this game in game three. As soon as Florida made it 2-1, that series was over. All right, they collapsed. They folded like a deck of cards. They didn't show up in game. That was an embarrassment in game five. You can't do that. During the offseason, they got a lot of decisions to make. Are you going to sign Marner? You're going to sign Tavares? What are you going to do with Matthew Knees here?
Way.
Who's going where? No, they got to let these guys go. But Gabe, by the way, talking to Gabe last night, he thinks Marner's going your way. He thinks Marner's going to end up with Pittsburgh. Yeah. And I got to admit, that makes a lot of sense for the Penguins who have to go
I heard
for
you're going to be the Penguins coach. I heard that they're talking to you under the table for George to be the new Penguin coach because nobody else, all the other ones, Tockett, and they've all, you know, Quenneville, all these guys have taken jobs. And in Pittsburgh, like, you know, they're talking to DJ Smith or whatever his name is. That used to be in Ottawa. I'll jump off the building if they hire that guy. I'd rather they hire the Wilkes-Barre guy. I just want to say this about the Jets to you. Have you ever seen a team win a Stanley Cup that can't win a road playoff game?
Not that I can remember. All right, we know it's not going to happen. I mean, it's a joke. They've lost 8 straight on the road here. And we're not talking they're losing 3-2-2 when they're close. They're getting blown out. These games aren't even competitive. And that's why I assume once again. And listen, you can make a pretty good argument. The Jets have been the better team over the last 5 periods. So maybe they can transfer that over to game 6. But if they don't score the first goal, I don't think they have a chance. If the if a goal, let's say that's a shaky goal. I think Hellebuck's confidence is gone again. Hard to see them winning 3 straight games against Dallas. By hard, I mean next to impossible. I think Dallas takes care of business in game 6.
Subway Series starts tonight in the Bronx. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful reception for Juan Soto. What do you think of the Yankees and Mets so far? They've both been really, I think the Mets have been better. I think the Yankees have been pretty solid. They have big bats, it appears, again, and Judge is tearing it up. I can't wait to see his reception tonight in the Bronx.
We all know what the reception is going to be, all right? They're going
to
boo
the I'm still looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he took the most money. Right? What'd you expect? The Yankees made a very competitive offer. Don't get me wrong here. A great offer. But he took the most money. Most people are going to do that. You know, whether or not you believe he had problems with, you know, not getting a hotel suite or something with his family, whatever. You know, I doubt if they would have offered him more money, he'd have signed there. So I don't really blame him. And by the way, Yankee fans, think about it this way. If the Yankees would have signed Soto, they would not have Max Fried. And this season would be all toast already. Because you'd be having, forget me coaching the Pittsburgh Penguins, I'd be pitching for the Yankees because they would have nobody left here. All right, so you should be
Blue-liner pitching for the Yankees. I want to see it.
I tore my labrum back in like 89. Now I don't want to pitch
so
anymore.
So did I.
But, yeah,
I tore both labrums.
Oh, no, just my right.
It's bad. So rivalry weekend in baseball, I think is fantastic. There's all kinds of great games. When you saw Ohtani hit 2 last night, he now has the lead with 16. What do you think of the race again between Judge and Ohtani hitting all these home runs and Schwarbaum?
Right, Schwarber's great too. I mean, think about last year. Judge didn't get going till the weather warmed up. This year, he's way ahead of his pace last year. He'll hit more home runs. I think that's almost a lock here, unless, and I don't understand this. Scotty, you're the manager of the other team. Judge, go to first. Let Bellinger beat me. Let Goldschmidt beat me. Let Austin Wells beat me. Judge, go to first. I'm never pitching to the guy. Never. I don't care if there's one out, nobody on in the eighth, which is what Seattle did, right? Then here's a solo home run to beat you. Let somebody else beat you. Don't let it be Aaron Judge here. Hey, if it's 8-0, fine. Let him hit a home run. But other than that, I'm not pitching to Aaron Judge. That's the only way he doesn't hit 55, 60 home runs again.
So what did you think of DeGrom, did you see what he did last night to Houston in that 1-0 shutout? And he was brilliant again, like he used to be. I guess he's all the way back.
They're babying him, right? And which is a smart thing to do. They babied him in April. You go 5 innings, you throw 80 pitches, 85. I think they're building him up here. But he looks like DeGrom again. I think he's learned as well, by the way. Not every pitch needs to be 98, 99 miles an hour. You save that for when you need it. You can throw 95 and get through here and be more of a pitcher than a thrower. But he's been fantastic. Now, if you're asking me to bet on how many starts he's going to make, you know, he's not making 32. We know that. There's going to be an IL stint eventually, and maybe just be a little precautionary. Hey, go take 3 weeks off. You know, we'll make you in the second half of the season here. So he's been fantastic, great here. It's good to see. Baseball needs him back, and the Texas Rangers need him to keep pitching like this.
So you've seen St. Louis, the tear they've been on. Minnesota's been on a tear. San Diego's hung with the Dodgers, and so have the Giants. What surprised you the most so far?
How bad the American League East is. I'll be the negative person here. The Yankees are the only team above 500. The American League as a whole sucks. It's a, I mean, we're the top four, top five teams all playing in the National League. I mean, the American League is very, very bland this season.
George, I love you. Always great having you on. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the golf. Enjoy the Preakness. Enjoy the baseball. Enjoy the hockey. Hopefully the Knicks will win tonight for us. Good to see you, buddy.
Be good, everybody. Always good to see you too, Scotty.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
I always love the old blue liner, George Kurtz on C2C, the stuff of legend. All right, baseball, chicks dig the long ball.
Chicks do dig the long ball. By the way, Rory's on fire right now. He's got one under, so he's four under for the day, one under for the tournament, seven shots back. I'm telling you, I thought he had to get to three under and he would be right all the way back in this thing, and he's still got, you know, basically the whole back nine to go to clean up the rest of the mess. So I keep my eyes on Rory, and I asked Stewie
Didn't
yesterday,
he win it at Quail Hollow, the PGA championship?
Not that he hasn't won the PGA championship at Quail Hollow, but he's won four times on the regular event at Quail Hollow. So he's named it as one of his like two favorite courses of all time. Okay.
Well, let's go for a big weekend. Rory steals the Forella Maker.
Well, if you hope you got him last night at 30-1 when he was live, then, because he ain't 30-1 anymore. He's down to 10-1, and he's still seven shots back. So we'll see if Rory can continue his climb up the leaderboard. All right, baseball. Only a couple of games last night. The Dodgers just beat the hell out of the A's at Chavez Ravine. I mean, this thing was an absolute laugher from the jump. Your boy Ohtani hit not one, but two long balls. Sportsnet LA.
On a 2-0, Ohtani launches the ball the other way. Headed towards the seats. It is gone. A three-run home run from Shohei Ohtani. 10 runs for the Dodgers in three innings.
The Oppo Taco, your boy has 16 now, had six RBIs. It was disgusting, but at least I bet on him.
Yes, it would have been nice for the A's. I mean, geez, could any of those, none of those guys could have got me some garbage time late home runs? The Soderstrom.
Well, at least I hit that plus 222 with him in the first game of the series.
First game, you did have him, that's for sure. The other game last night was a bit of a pitcher's duel between Jacob DeGrom and Hunter Brown. 1-0. Rangers beat the Astros. Only run? Burger time off of Brown on MLB Network.
Both of these guys have been so efficient tonight. Burger to the opposite field. And that one carries and goes. Just the second home run allowed by Hunter Brown all year. Solo shot to lead off the sixth. And finally, the scoreless tie is broken.
I like Berger, particularly because he looks like he's eaten seven of them.
He's a big guy. There's no doubt about that. And they had like sent him down for about a week. When Seager went back on the IL, they brought him back. Nice job by DeGrom. Hunter Brown pitched well, too. Tough when you go eight innings and give up one run and lose. But that's the way it goes sometimes.
You lose.
By the way, with that win by the Rangers last night, now four teams in the AL West separated by just two games in the loss column. Seattle, Texas, Houston, and the A's all playing very well in the AL West. You know, just a couple games over 500, etc. But still, that has been close. The Angels, though, they're not close. They're lagging behind everybody in the American League West. What a shame, as Anaheim usually does this time of year. And you and George had mentioned the AL East. Everyone's under 500 except the Yankees, who are 25-18. Everyone else in the division sucks.
I thought the Red Sox were going to win the World Series, right? Isn't that what everyone told us?
That is what people tried to tell you. I remember that and tried
they're
to tell
drunk.
All of us.
Okay, they're drunk. They were, have a Fenway dog and shut up. Stuff it in your face.
They were
going to
win.
Up, choke on it.
They were going to win 90 games. They're going to do all this. That was no doubt about it. A birdie for Matthew Fitzpatrick as he gets to 6 under, 2 off of the lead. Look at this. Matt Fitzpatrick getting involved out at the PGA Championship. Here comes Rory out of the sand now, too.
That was a horrible sand shot. He just sprayed it to the back of the green.
Sprayed it to the back. Yeah, that's going to be difficult for Rory. I don't see him picking up a shot on this hole.
60 feet away.
That's for sure. 60 feet away for that one. All right. A couple of other things for you here with the Yankees, since I just brought them up. First, Luke Weaver. 0.45 ERA and 20 innings pitched, 22 Ks, 4 saves. Of course, he's now taken over for Devin Williams.
I wouldn't let that Williams guy even near the mound.
Horrible.
Like, what? Just Williams, they should make him in charge of the bullpen, like water and peanuts seeds.
Right.
He should be in charge
of
that.
How usually it's like the rookie that has to bring the bag out there with all the snacks and the candies and the bubble gum and all that.
Yeah, that's
that should be what Williams is down to now. Of course, tonight, it's a big night in New York sports. We've already talked that the Knicks and the Celtics are going to be playing at Madison Square Garden. But then in the Bronx, you have Juan Soto's return to Yankee Stadium. Of course, after leaving for almost $800 million to take his talents to Queens in the offseason. Everybody is excited. Here's Juan Soto, what he said to, I guess this was to Heyman yesterday. It's going to be 50,000 against one. They're going to try to get me. It's part of it. Whatever they do, they have the right to do it. Well, at least he knows he's going to get the business before he even walks in the place. At least he knows it already.
Yeah, I just, given to the business, I hope nobody does something stupid because, I think they might. Like, out there and right in that short porch and with those bleacher creatures, I hope nobody's throwing stuff at him and, because, they're idiots. So, he should be very, very leery and swivel head here as well. You know, bobblehead tonight. Look around because they're nuts, and it's going to be the language, the abuse, the people throwing things. That's how crazy they are there. This is no joke. It's not safe.
It's not safe. It's not. Well, look, I hopefully people are not that stupid.
They have to have security in the front row of that, every single stairwell in that right field corner and in the bleachers, because I'm telling you, they're crazy and they hate him. And they're capable of anything.
They, hopefully it's toned down a little bit from back in the old days.
Simmer down.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I got an idea. I always love hooking up with the Smiley Show for the PGA Championship update.
Well, I'll tell you, looking at the current odds on DraftKings Sportsbook for the co-leaders, Ryan Gerard is at 30-1, Cam Davis at 35-1, which is considerably...
What's the second next best after Scotty?
Well, no, so those guys are much further down the board.
I'm curious.
Scotty's plus 330. Bryson DeChambeau is 9-1, plus 900.
What's he at today?
Then you have Tyrrell Hatton.
Got to one under, according to our statistician.
Our off-cam stats wizard, Jackson, over here. Tyrrell Hatton, who I believe finished at 3-under, two shots off the lead, is at 16-1 right now. John Rahm is at 18-1 right now. Colin Morikawa made double at 18 to finish at 1-under, four shots off the lead. He's at 20-1 right now, alongside Victor Hovland at 20-1. Of the group of guys, Smiley, that when we started this week, we said, look at all these favorites. It's going to come from this category. It's going to be a packed leaderboard. You know, let's take Scotty out of the equation, because he's obviously the odds on favorite at this point, for a good reason, only being three shots off the lead. But who are some other names that are in and around it that you think could make a run at this thing? Because they're not too far off that 500 lead right now.
Your guess is as good as mine, man.
That is hashtag analysis from Smiley Kaufman.
I
thought the Magic Mind's supposed to inspire some great analysis or picks, man.
I mean, Ryan Gerard's stats are dirty. I mean, gained three strokes approach to the green. That's a really strong statistic. The one that stuck out really is, I mean, Nico Echevarria gained 5.3 shots today into the greens.
That's silly.
I mean, Bryson drove it really well today, allegedly off the tee. He's fourth in that category. Mm. So you got to like Bryson. I mean, Rasmus hits it far. Dude, it's a crapshoot.
It's wild.
I think Alex Noren's been hurt. He's another guy up there. JT Poston. Like, a lot of these guys up at the top of the leaderboard that I see are going to need some really continue to putt well.
How about Rye guys? T3 at 4-under.
Yeah, let me just go quickly through these like top 10 of like what to expect out of these guys. Gerard's a dog. Stripes it. Hasn't had necessarily the breaks to go his way this year. Like, I think his best finish is Voyer. He finished second. But a lot of just like middle of the pack finishes. Cam Davis is a striper of the golf ball. Hits it far enough. Played a President's Cup here.
Yeah, a little bit of experience here.
Was on that team. Good ballpark for him. Luke Donald, I mean, stars are going to have to align. They're going to have to align.
How about Luke being at 4-under, and I believe Keegan is at 3-under. There was another great stat on that I got to pull. The last time the two sitting Ryder Cup captains were in and around the lead at a major championship was like 1937, maybe it was.
Yeah.
So that's a fun storyline, a little throwback.
I love that. Maybe throw those two out on Sunday and just let them duke it out for their own little trophy. All right, so Ryan Fox, Alan Smalley, Steven Yeager. Foxy coming off a win, so that's ride the momentum. But he also has played well this season. Alex Smalley stripes the absolute heck out of the golf ball. Last guy into the field after the withdrawal of Sahith Theegala. I was honestly surprised he wasn't in the field already. And then Steven Yeager, a guy that I wish we would have talked more about as a potential player to be on the European Ryder Cup team, but he smashes the ball off the tee, doesn't care where it goes, perfect place for that, and can get a hot putter and is not scared to play aggressively, and that's a good week for that. And then Rye guys,
we need to get some support.
Why do I like Aaron Rye this week? It's because he has the cheat code for the mud ball off the tee. He can skim it out there.
Mud ball cheat code. It. And then
like skipping a rock.
And then, you know, what do you think? There's a second driver he carry in his bag off the deck. Is that conducive to wiping mud off?
I mean, honestly, you can kind of compare this place a little bit to Vedanta. It's similar distances you're going to have into the green. Now the playing surface is obviously different and much more challenging. I would say shots trouble lurking more here. But hey.
Well, I love Charlie and Smiley. There's nothing like it, but I like Charlie live because give him the scoring update, Carver High, instead of all those old scores.
Yes, obviously Johnny Vegas is still in the lead in the clubhouse now with 8 under. And then you have Matthew Pavon, Ryan Gerard, Matthew Fitzpatrick now 6 under, Alex Smalley now 6 under.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.